This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Let's just review the money again. And a lot of this we've discussed, but because this story has bubbled up for a variety of reasons, I think it's worth addressing this again. And again, we literally cannot have a better guest than this man. He's tremendous to us anytime he comes on. But in this case, because of his involvement in investigating fraud at these different levels, it's great to have the former U.S. Attorney for the District of Minnesota, Andy Luger, with us. From what we know now, how much of the money have we been able to get back from these individuals? And Andy, how much of this money is just, we know because of how it was funneled out of the country to various places, that that money we're just not going to have any success trying to get back?
Well, in any fraud, there's a certain amount that you're not going to get back. If it went for travel, if it went for, you know, buying clothes or things that aren't really worth anything right now. And that's pretty typical in a fraud case. Here you had, we estimated $250 million. I think by the time I left, we had recovered about $60 million in houses, cars, jewelry, and the kinds of things you can recover. Some of the money was invested in resorts overseas that's hard to get back. And some, I think at least one defendant offered to sell his investment property overseas and put the money back into the restitution fund. So there are bits and pieces of it, but I've prosecuted a lot of fraud cases in my day, and I don't think I've ever gotten, you know, more than a percentage of it back, because it's often just spent.
Mm-hmm. If you get what percentage back in a typical case, I mean, you want 100%, right? That's right. Success, but in all the cases you've been involved in and this office has been involved in, what's a number where you would say, okay, this is more than we normally would get back?
Oh, I think 20-30% would be like that. It really also depends on the size. So
yeah, right.
I can't overstate how many people worked 7 days a week to build these cases and then have to try the cases. So it's always important when, you know, your listeners to understand you got finite resources. You know, we're fighting gangs, we're fighting carjacking at the same time. You only got so much resources both in our office and at the FBI, the IRS, the postal inspectors. There's only so many people to do the work, and you got to get the largest amounts you can find, and you got to go after them. There's a forfeiture group at the U.S. Attorney's Office that worked like crazy to go seize and freeze money and bank accounts. It's a lot of work. It was done extraordinarily well. And is it perfect? It never is, because you just never have enough resources. And one of the things we were trying to balance it when I was there is how many people can we charge with this massive, you know, awful, heinous fraud? How many people are going to be, we're going to focus on the next coming frauds? And you've seen those come to fruition. Those are the decisions U.S. attorneys, prosecutors, FBI leaders make every day. I think we made them wisely. I think we did more than what anybody would have expected. And to, for somebody to come in later and say, gee, it all went to al-Shabaab, is demoralizing to the people who worked on the cases, because it sort of says you didn't do your job.
Yeah.
And I'm not, this is not a Republican-Democrat thing, just Chad. This happens all the time.
Yeah.
When I was U.S. attorney in the Democratic administration, people would write letters and some officials would say, you're not doing this right. Well, okay. Why don't you ask me what we're doing, and we'll tell you. And if you think it's not enough, okay, we'll talk about that. I'm not aware of anybody picking up the phone and calling the U.S. Attorney's Office or the FBI and saying, gee, is there al-Shabaab money? Are these people really terrorists? And I think they would have said no. I would have said no, unless there's something that came up since I left, which is possible, but I doubt it.
Yeah. And Joe Thompson has never alluded to it either. This is Andy Lueger. We'll stay with this case. Obviously, we'll get to some other matters with Andy. But as we have been doing for years, including when the limited time that Andy would give us when he was U.S. attorney because he was busy, we've been talking to Andy for years about this staggering amount of fraud that rightfully so infuriates people in this state. And I'm in that group also. Back with Andy Lueger in moments on CCO.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I am going to play a soundbite because I think it's going to lead us somewhere on part of this. And I do want to get your reaction just as a citizen and as a former attorney. Here's a bit of what the president said yesterday when he was asked about the state and the governor and the Somali population. Go ahead, hit it, Dave.
Somalians ripped off that state for billions of dollars, billions, every year, billions of dollars, and they contribute nothing. The welfare is like 88%. They contribute nothing. I don't want them in our country, I'll be honest with you, okay? Somebody would say, oh, that's not politically correct. I don't care. I don't want them in our country. Their country is no good for a reason.
We can jump in right
there.
Their
country's...
When you hear the president of the United States saying that about Somalis, I don't want them in the country, basically get them out, what is your reaction to that?
I don't talk that way about anybody. I don't talk that way about any ethnic group, any religious group, any nationalistic group. I just don't talk that way about people. And everybody's entitled to say what they want. I live in Minnesota. I love Minnesota. Except for the criminals, I love everybody here, right, left, and center. I think we got a vibrant business community, a vibrant civic community. I think that this is the best place to live I've ever lived. And I don't like it when anybody, left, right, or center, talks about our state that way, but that's me.
Well, I think some, and I'm with you 1,000%, I've found it repugnant myself. I think some say, okay, he's going too far, and I hope more do. Sadly, not enough do. but wonder about the greater coordination. How confident were you, and how confident from what you've had your conversation with Joe Thompson on, trying to track down all of the individuals who are involved in this? Is it just the 60 to 70 in charge? Are there greater concerns still that dozens, if not hundreds, more were involved in this enormous billion-dollar fraud scheme, which is, I mean, Joe Thompson, last time I had him on a couple months ago when I said, Joe, you know, I saw you said we're over a billion. He just kind of laughed at me. He said, a billion? We're going to go well past that. So just the other coordination and the concerns about that.
It's a lot of money, and it's a lot of fraud. I never, when I stood up and said we're indicting X and we're indicting Y, I never said we're done. In fact, I said the opposite. There's much more to do, and there is much more to do. My sense from the outside is they're doing it. It's a continuation of the work that we did when I was there. Excellent people are doing that work professionally. If somebody wants to say, get to the bottom of all of it, then you got to provide the resources. Yeah. Then you got to provide the prosecutors, the forensic accountants. You know, it's everything in our criminal justice system. When people say to me, you know, at a cocktail party, why don't we do X? And I said, okay, we need more judges. We need more prosecutors. We need more investigators, because it just, you know, you can't snap your fingers. You got to have the resources to do the work. And we did the best we could with what we had, and they're doing it right now. To get to the bottom of all of it will take more.
Okay, so let's stay with that, because we've had these conversations before when you've joined us many, many times about at the state level, and I get that there's many people out there questioning Governor Walz. I'm one of them. We've addressed that before. So I want to deal with other matters here, because the president's comments were just yesterday. Okay, do you think your former office needs significantly more money, which leads to everything you said, more investigators, more attorneys, and how does it compare to comparable offices across the country?
I can only speak to what it was like when I was there, because I just don't know what comparable offices are doing. When I was the United States attorney and I saw what we were dealing with Feeding Our Future and the gang cases, just to name two,
yep,
I went to the Department of Justice and asked for more resources, and I got it. I got the largest hiring bump the office had ever seen, made my case. There were slots to be filled. I got more than any other U.S. attorney's office in the country, and which, you know, it didn't make me friends with all the U.S. attorneys around the country, but
yeah,
that's okay.
Right. No, that's great.
We grew the most of any U.S. attorney's office in the country. What happened after, and that was 2022 and 3, and then all sorts of budget cuts, and, you know, they do what they do in Washington with the budget.
Mm-hmm.
That affected our office. And so as people left to become a judge or whatever they do, we couldn't backfill and continue that growth. So we were up to, I think, 78 lawyers at one point, which was a very, very high point for the office. We were hiring like crazy, great people. And now I think they're down in the 40s.
Wow.
Maybe the 50s. And I think they're hiring, but it's slow going. And so when it's, you know, something else I try to talk about at parties, because I'm a fun guy at parties, is when everybody talks about cutting the government, yeah, what are you cutting?
Yeah.
What do you want to
specific?
Cut?
Yeah. You know, exactly.
If you're cutting the U.S. Attorney's Office, then you can't also say, why aren't we uncovering more fraud? So it's one of those things that you just got to get into the specifics. Yes, this office needs more people, more resources. I hope they get it. I don't know what the plans are. For a period of time, at least, I got that out of the administration that I was serving in.
Okay, I want to get to more of your Jones Day work another time, because I'm sure we can talk at length about that. But as a passionate Vikings fan, and as we said before, as an undefeated offensive lineman in college, and again, congratulations, what in the hell should the Vikings do going forward?
J.J. McCarthy should play out the season, and they should, and this is nobody agrees with this that I know, they should pass as much as they can.
I mean,
they're not going to
give up on the run. They don't run enough now.
I know. I know you say that, and most commentators do, but here's my point. I think the rest of this season is basically the preseason for next year. And what you got to do is figure out what can we do with McCarthy. You got some of the best receivers. You got a good offensive, good enough offensive line for the moment, although we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah.
But you've got Hockenson. You got obviously Jefferson, Addison, and Naylor. We need to get this guy as many reps throwing the ball as much as possible under a situation where there's kind of not a lot of pressure because there's no real expectations. That's my view.
I get that. But I think it was also telling when O'Connell finally said something a lot of us, I'm not alone in this, a lot of us have been saying, it doesn't make any sense to throw every single aspect of the Kevin O'Connell offense at him right away. And that was the idea. The idea was he was going to be struggling with it. Like, he was going to be in the shallow end and just learning to swim. But by late November, early December, he's Michael Phelps. And now, and now KOC admitted he probably gave him too much. And I like that. I'm not giving him like a ton of credit for the transparency. I think he should have done it right from the start. But if you're going to do that, don't you still have to balance the run into that? Because if you're throwing too much of the pass at him, then I think he's in the same position where he's getting overwhelmed by offense in what is really his first year.
So I agree with you on what happened before. Don't forget he got hurt and he was out for quite a while.
Yep.
I agree with you that KOC probably overdid it early, but we're in a different time now. Now we got to really figure out what this guy's got. I've seen flashes of brilliance. I've seen a lot of flashes of lack of brilliance.
I was going to say, those flashes go by really quickly.
Well, I hang on to them, Chad.
Yeah. So make some fun at parties.
Exactly.
I think he's our guy. And
still,
and I'm a majority of one on this.
You still think he's our?
Yes.
Wow.
Yes. Yes.
Okay.
Where
did you go to lunch, Andy?
So it's a 3-martini lunch.
I was just making sure. Okay. Now, you once in a text exchange after we talked about some of your other representation told me you also represented Dennis Rodman. We have like 4 minutes or so. Is that not enough, or is that enough to give us a little bit of the Rodman situation, or should we save that for another time?
Very quickly. Okay. Dennis Rodman was it January 97, I think. Something like that. Dennis Rodman kicked a cameraman.
Gino.
Under the basket in a game at the Target Center.
You might be talking to a guy called that game.
Okay. So I was friends with his manager, which is a much longer story. grows out of a criminal case. His manager was an expert witness for me. We became friends.
Okay.
And we still are friends. And my wife and I are watching the game. And, you know, and I knew my friend Dwight represented Rodman and the book and the movies and all that stuff. And he kicks the cameraman. Cameraman's taken off. What was the guy's name? Amos?
Gino was his first name. I forget.
Amos was his last name.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. There was. And I knew Gino. I'm going to take a little bit of a say. There might have been a little delayed reaction. There might have been some thespian work also.
I'm just calling it like I see it from the outside.
Right, sure.
So he gets taken off, I don't know, stretcher, whatever it is. And my wife looks at me and says, Dwight's going to call you. And I said, why is Dwight going to call me? They're going to need a lawyer for Rodman.
Right.
And 15 minutes later, the phone rings back when we had phones. It was landline.
Yeah.
And the landline rings and it's Dwight. Are you watching the game? Did you see what happened? I need you to represent Dennis. And it was probably 10 days of craziness as the world, you know, sort of circled around what happened and
right.
What did he do.
Oh, yeah.
And I only spoke to Rodman a handful of times. And, he probably wouldn't remember me from a hole in the wall right now. But it was one of those, you know, 10-day journeys into a firestorm that we had to put out. And we had to put it out for his career and for other reasons. And we did. We resolved the case. We had a confidential agreement and everything. And then I think Rod then went on TV and talked about it, which, no.
How about next time when you come in studio, you bring Dennis with you? Dave seems reasonable to me, doesn't it? I mean.
And Gino, too.
And well, no, Gino, I don't. Is Gino still with us?
I don't know that.
I don't think Gino. I think Gino might have passed. We'll accept Rodman, though.
I'll bring the guy from North Korea.
Rodman's best buddy.
That would be very impressive. I'm not sure I want to be in studio for that one, though.
We'll talk about it before I come back. Thanks for the time. Thanks for having me on.
Beautiful.
I hope I didn't go on too long about this issue of these sideshows that U.S. attorneys get, you know, get
pushed
on. No,
no. I wanted
people to know that, you know, the more we talk about something that isn't real, the more of a distraction. It just distracts everybody from their work.
Beautiful. Thanks, Danny. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Chad.
He is a tremendous guest. And again, when he's talking about at the end, he's talking about the Al-Shabaab part of this story. And I don't want anybody to misconstrue that Andy was downplaying in any way the significance and the amount of work he and his team and Joe Thompson and his team, and he spoke very highly of Dan Rosen. We have been trying to get Dan Rosen on. Maybe we're going to have to rely on Andy to try to help us to get Dan Rosen on, because we'd love to talk to the new U.S. attorney. We've had seemingly a good working relationship with the other ones. At one point, we were told, well, as soon as the government shut down, that's been done for a while, right?
Loose ends.
Loose ends, exactly. We're terribly late, but when we can get a great guest. Like, and one text is like, oh, I don't even know if Andy asked him about a terrorism connection. You think that guy who we just had on, who we've had on over and over again, who is as respected as any attorney in this state, never thought to ask about any terrorist organization or terrorist connection? Come on. You're better than that. It's 36 past one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.